Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's begin this morning with Thought Leader Thursday here on The Opening Bell with a conversation about retirement planning for your retirement, and considering the impact family could have on your golden years. Financial health care issues could arise involving adult children or older parents, could throw a wrench into your retirement. We are joined this morning by Christy Peterson, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Whitnell, which is part of Associated Bank. Christy, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Nice to have you, too. Before we get going this morning, we want to give our listeners let our listeners get to know you a little bit. Tell us about what you do at Whitnell and remind our listeners about Whitnell and its association with Associated Bank.
Sure. So I'm a financial advisor on the Janus Henderson team at Whitnell. We work mostly with high net worth individuals. Some are in retirement, some are planning for retirement, but we're just helping them make all the financial decisions in their lives. We were recently acquired by Associated Bank about a year ago. And so now we are extending their services from their private bank and other banking services to include the high net worth financial advisory.
Wayne Janus is another of our thought leaders,
yes.
And so you work with him as well.
Very closely, yeah. Yes. Wayne has been my mentor and the team lead that I'm on at Whitnell.
So our conversation today, I want to talk a little bit about what we're going to cover here, but this is sort of the kind of stuff you deal with day in and day out, isn't
it?
We're going to be talking about family tax planning and how families impact that. Give us a sense of why this conversation is important to have now.
Well, I think, you know, so many clients come into my office and they're having issues with, I'm getting torn in all different directions. So I'm trying to raise my kids. I'm trying to help my parents. I'm trying to be a good family member to my siblings and my friends. And there's just a lot of competing money demands. And they're looking for help on how do I prioritize these and get them all to work together in a way that works for everyone.
What would you say is the stress level of people when they have conversations with you?
Skyrocket through the roof.
I would imagine it's like DEFCON 3,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And so part of what you do, too, is to sort of try to bring down that stress level, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To make it normal. I mean, all of us are going through this, and a lot of it really can be addressed with planning and just thinking through the issues step by step. And working it all out. And that's what we do with our clients. That's why we exist.
Well, our conversation today is going to be off some topics that are in a white paper that you put together. And the white paper is entitled, Don't Let Your Family Ruin Your Retirement.
Yes, hopefully that caught some attention.
It did. So let's begin with that. I mean, give us, what would be the starting point here? Because when you hear that title, you think of, this is bad.
Right. Yeah. I love my family.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So really the most important point of that title is to get people to think about what would ruin my retirement? Do I know? Do I know my numbers? So we all get so busy in our lives, like I said, raising kids, taking care of parents, going to work, just getting through the day to day, that a lot of us kind of put off that idea of, do I know if I'm on track for retirement? Do I really know? Am I saving enough? Are my assets enough? Are they going to grow enough to support the lifestyle that I want to live once I retire? So really the fundamental starting point is, do I know my numbers? Because then the other decisions start to become easier.
I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I'm sure you're using some sort of calculator, right? I mean, there's some sort of calculation with these numbers that you can, do you plug numbers into something or how do you come up with it?
You can do online calculators, but a lot of it is just kind of straight math. So you have this many assets now. We know we have some forecasts around what we think is a reasonable growth rate to expect, given valuations in the market now, given what's going on politically in the markets right now. All of those things go into kind of a balanced portfolio might earn 4% a year going forward. So we can grow that and say, okay, how many years to retirement? We also look at how much are you adding to that portfolio every year. In other words, is your savings rate adequate? And then we look at, okay, once you retire, do you expect your life will look pretty much as it does now, which is generally the starting point? Or do you want to add in a lot of travel? Or do you think, oh, I'm going to stop doing a lot of things that I spend money on now? And so all of those things go into, it's just straight math, you know?
And also a little bit of learning in terms of literacy, financial literacy.
Sure.
Talk to us a little bit about that part of this, because there have been all kinds of reports lately about financial literacy of people isn't as high as you'd want it to be.
Yeah, it never is, because financial products also get more and more complex, right? So you might have people talking to you about buying annuities, and the annuities sound pretty good. You get the upside of the market, but none of the downside of the market. And the way that they're presented to the public, it's not that people are necessarily bad actors, but the products get pretty complex. And so there's a lot of things to know, or even just what's the difference between a traditional IRA and a Roth IRA? And which should I be using? Which makes more sense to me? Well, that gets into your tax situation and all the different financial flows in your life. So we help people work through all of those.
And the mix here is, I mean, we're not just talking about retirement plans. We're talking about having in the mix insurance,
yes,
emergency savings.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about those things.
Exactly. Everyone should have an emergency savings account. So if a job is lost, you know, the emergency savings guideline is, how long would it take you to find a comparable job making comparable money? Generally, the earlier in your career, the shorter that time frame, and the more senior you are, the longer that might take. So it could be anywhere from 3 months to 18 months, really, that it could take to find a suitable job given the economy. So you want to make sure that you've got money set aside to keep paying the bills so that you don't start running up credit card debt with the accrued interest and things like that. So emergency savings is a critical part of people's financial well-being.
People always say, pay off your credit cards before you start mm-hmm. saving for retirement. Do you believe in that philosophy, or is that?
You know, interest rates have started to go up meaningfully again. I mean, we're getting back to the 20% interest rate level. So really, when you compare that versus a reasonable growth rate assumption on the assets, I do say put a large priority on paying down the debt. On the other hand, though, if you've got access to a 401k at work and they're going to match it, you at least want to get the match, because that's free money. So if you save 3% into your retirement account and the company is willing to match 3%, you save that 3% before you worry about paying down the credit card debt, because you automatically double it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about where the conversation begins here. And I guess this is going to be different depending on your life stage.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with, let's say, somebody in their 40s.
Sure.
And they're going to have an uncomfortable conversation with their parents, perhaps?
Yes. Yes, about their parents' situation.
About their parents, like their parents' situation. Mom and Dad, do you guys have some sort of long-term
yes,
care
exactly.
plan?
Exactly.
If you're worried that you're going to have to pay for your parents in retirement, or help your parents in retirement, that's
right.
an important question to ask.
It is an important question to ask, and it's a big concern. And talking to the parents is probably one of the trickiest conversations where clients are most nervous. So one idea I give clients is bring it up in the context of your own planning. So for me, it might sound like, Mom, Dad, you know, John and I have been working with our financial advisor, and they've recommended that we consider long-term care insurance. Do you guys have long-term care insurance? I mean, how did you think through that decision and that question, and what insurance company did you use? And see if that opens a door. If it goes nowhere, it might be you might leave the conversation and start again another time. Oh, did you hear so-and-so had to go in a nursing home recently? You know, I wonder how they paid for it. Or it might be, what happened with Grandma and Grandpa as they got older? Mm. You know, who helped them? Who helped them deal with their daily living situation? Did anybody have to help them financially? What was that like? Things like that.
And so, playing through this, the answers, let's say the answers come back from Mom and Dad, we don't have a long-term plan. We
yeah.
don't have a long-term care plan. We don't have insurance for nursing homes. What kind of alarm bell does that set off, and what should the action be by a younger person?
Well, part of it is to talk to them about whether they've considered various kinds of insurance. Maybe they haven't thought of it. Maybe they didn't even know about it, right? So that might be a place to start. Maybe you want to think about, you know, talk to your spouse and think for yourself, do I want to consider buying long-term care insurance for them? Because if it's going to be on you, you know, talk to your siblings if you have them. Consider if you want to step in for that. If they're too old to get long-term care insurance, then it's probably meetings amongst the family. You know, how are we going to deal with this if this comes to pass? And things always change. So, but just having thought through it and thought through the issues that are likely to arise, how are we going to deal with this? Having a plan really helps in that moment when it's go time.
And in those situations when it is go time, there are so many stories about how younger people are wiped out financially by a parent's illness or having to go into the nursing home or even having to have care at home.
Yes.
I mean, this could be a major wipe out of your savings.
Exactly, which is why it's important to have the conversations and think about it, because that gives you the time. If you're at that critical go point, you're just trying to get through the day and you're just making it work. A lot of times people throw money at situations like that. If you're ahead of it, you start looking into what are the community resources? What are the financial help? What financial help might be out there from, you know, a society standpoint to help us address this issue?
And then there's the other side of the equation, which is if your parents come back and say, oh, we do have that care, we do have this insurance, we do have these plans, it's getting some of these documents together in sort of a packet and having it ready to go, isn't it?
Exactly. And I advise clients not even, I mean, that's a tremendous starting point. Know where the documents are. Make sure, you know, I have long-term care insurance myself, and every year they send me a form that says, if you're not paying the bill, right, and you're past due now, is there somebody else we should contact just to make sure to check in on you? Maybe you moved or something like that. So make sure that those forms are up to date so that the premiums keep getting paid on any insurance policy like that. But it also goes further than that. So about 10 years back, I'm an only child. My mom's a widow. The dog ran into her and broke her knee. She ended up in the hospital for 31 days. So I'm going back and forth to St. Louis. She lived in St. Louis. My career's in Chicago. So I'm going back and forth to get her dog, to go back and forth with her dog, to be her advocate in the hospital and make sure all her bills get paid, right? So at that point, her bills all came in the mail, but all my bills come in email, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody had to help me, where would they even start with making sure that, you know, the water wasn't getting shut off while I was in the hospital or something like that? So I advise clients to go even beyond just the basics of where are the estate planning documents, where's the car title, where are all these documents, and even say, let's talk about what are all the bills that get paid? Where is this information? What are the account numbers? What are the household routines? Who's the dog walker?
Yeah.
Because you want, even if there's another spouse, you want that spouse to be the advocate in the hospital. So you can go way beyond just where is the document and really think through ahead of time, how would we address a situation like this if it came up?
Yeah, and you might have to share passwords for email and that sort of thing as well. Hopefully everyone's comfortable with that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's move later in a life station. Let's say it's a person that's close to retirement or getting ready to move into retirement. Do you often hear that I want to help my grandkids in college?
Absolutely.
I want to help my grandkids pay off a mortgage or my kids pay off a mortgage.
Yes.
How do you deal with those issues when they come up in terms of retirement?
Yes. So again, we always go back to, can you afford this? So are you on track? Is your cash flow supporting your long-term needs for yourself? If so, fine. Okay. So now we're talking about discretionary cash flow. I have the money. I'm able to help. So then we go to, would this honor your own values and pass along your values that you want to leave as a legacy to your family? So maybe education is a great value of yours. So helping them with college might feel good to you. It might further the values of the family on education. Perhaps home ownership is a big value and you feel strongly about that. helping somebody with a down payment gives you an opportunity to both give them a gift and talk about why you feel homeownership is something that's so important, or vice versa. I mean, maybe you don't feel homeownership is a value. And so you say, no, I know that everybody tells you you need to buy a house, but here's why I think that lessens your flexibility in life to do what you like. So I don't advise it, and I'm not going to help you in that way.
Mm-hmm. Are there ever uncomfortable situations that you as the financial planner are asked? Like, for instance, your sister needs money for to tide her over.
Right.
There's an expense that you really don't know what it is, and you've been asked for money. You have to maybe learn to say no.
You do. You do. And I think, you know, a lot of times guilt comes up for clients. They feel like, oh, you know, I've always been a little financially better off than my sibling, and there's some guilt about that. But that's where I kind of coach clients through, are you really going to help? What is the short term versus the long term? Who are you doing this for? Are you doing this for them or for you? Are you doing this because you're going to feel a little bit better that you help them? But then what happens next? Do they come back to you for more money? Is this a repeat pattern? Have they asked for this before and now they're back again? If they do decide to help in a situation like that, I advise, you know, make sure that you're coaching them so that this won't be a problem again. So tell them, look, I will help you. I've decided I'm going to help you, but we're going to be having monthly budget meetings. I want to make sure that, you know, for your sake and for mine, you're not going to just be back in this situation again in 2 months.
What I find important, I think, about this conversation is we're not talking about people that are necessarily in retirement. A lot of the people you deal with are still earning money.
Yes.
They're still making their living and they're planning for this retirement.
Right.
That's a huge group of people that's in that area.
It is. And that makes, again, it kind of makes it harder for them to make these decisions unless they have a strong plan that they've worked through and they know exactly what their discretionary cash flow is. Because when you're working and earning money, say you're saving in a retirement plan and you're not running up your credit card, so you think, well, I'm being asked for help, I should help, right? But if you don't really know, are you saving enough? You don't really know if that is discretionary money or not. And down the road, you don't want to be in a situation where you then resent the family that you helped early on, because that can ruin your retirement mm-hmm. in a whole different way.
Yeah, you may isolate somebody who is in the family who might have to help you at some point in your retirement,
yes.
you know, physically or some other way.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to be very thoughtful about these things. And the more thought you put into it up front, the more likely you are to be consistent in honoring your own values and being true to yourself, which ultimately tends to work out best.
Christy, this is a wonderful conversation. I feel like I've learned a lot this morning. Please come back and join us in our Thought Leader.
Well, thank you for having me. I'd be delighted to.
How can people get a hold of you and have this conversation if they want?
So I'm at Whitnell, www.whitnell.com.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Christy Peterson, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Whitnell, part of Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader conversation. We do them every Thursday here on The Opening Bell. Make sure you tune in for those. But if you miss them, you can always find them on WGNradio.com in the Opening Bell page. And also head over to AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership for more of our Thought Leader conversations there and to meet more of our Thought Leaders.